This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
Merrill and Mike right there with the call as the game closed out. Welcome back in, everybody. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani. WIP Middays, we're in for Joe and Hugh on this President's Day. Hope you had a day off. I will say this. I don't know if it's any kind of true measure, but a good amount of cars on the road. I don't know how many people are off today.
I came in, it was pretty, well, there was some traffic because I had to get around
some down trees
and stuff.
Yeah.
But I got to say, this football season was so perfect that even the parade day was surrounded by horrible weather. And then they pick, then they get the one.
The
no,
one,
really.
You're right.
Look at it. Look at it. Okay, well, Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday.
It's horrible.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. Beautiful day. Horrible, horrible.
You're right.
I'm like, how good was this? This is everything.
You know what it reminded me of? And the Phillies parade was way warmer.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But you remember how crazy it was 08 leading up with the continuation game?
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that day, which was Halloween, it was like 70 degrees.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, this was perfect. And, and just all around, it was just, imagine it, and winds like this if you're trying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, the you know what's really cool now? We have, with technology, the drone footage now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those drone shots of the crowds at the parade were awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like awe-inspiring seeing that many people together. It was really, really neat, man.
Yeah.
It's worth it. All that time you put in, all that effort, all that care, when you get the payoff like that, it's the best. I am curious, Al, with the Eagles taking you all the way up until February 9th, whatever it was, right? Taking you that far. And the winner teams, one which you cover very closely with the Flyers, but the winner teams... Let's put it gently, struggling the way that they are.
Yeah.
Is it going to be just a leapfrog right from the Eagles to the Phillies in your estimation?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Flyers continue on a rebuild. I mean, they play hard every night and one goal games. It'll be tough. There'll be some interest there on just what they're going to do with the trade deadline.
And it's a deeper draft, right?
It's a very, because it's the first one where all the kids from COVID all had really good time to develop.
Yeah.
So there's a lot there. And they can make moves. But the worry, to me, the only team that's in any sort of real crisis is the Sixers.
Agreed.
And not just because of themselves, because of the whole league, which I'm hoping that I'm now starting to see actually some players in the league who are fed up with the image of the league, that the image of the league has become so bad that even they are realizing we got to do something because we're embarrassing ourselves.
Well, I will say this. the commissioner who a lot of people laud, to me, I think he's a horrible commissioner, Adam Silver.
No.
I think he's a guy, I hated the way he jumped in and basically forced Sam Hinkie out. I didn't like that. I don't want the commissioner having that kind of power unless there's something going on that's nefarious. Like that to me was a disgrace, and I lost all respect for him to begin with. However, the biggest issue is he's allowed the players to run the league to the point where it is not a priority for them to play despite making $40 million a year. And it has gotten to the point where it has so turned fans off. And you're right, Al. Like a guy like Draymond Green coming out saying our product is boring other day says all you need to know. That league is in trouble. I don't care what the rate. They can spin ratings and they can spin other things and look at the TV deals and all this. I will tell you, as someone who is a fan of the NBA, that I am turned off, man. Like, I didn't watch a minute this weekend.
I think the first thing is you acknowledge it. I mean, and the president or the commissioner, whatever you want to call him, I mean, when he came out a few weeks ago with an opinion that one way to fix things is to drop the number of minutes to 10.
Yeah, from 12 to 10.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Everybody's complaining that your guys are lazy and don't play.
And you're going to ask them to do less.
To get less?
Al, I'll tell you exactly what that was. That was, look over there so you're not really seeing the real problem. I'm going to distract you.
Yeah, well, the real problem is you got to get guys that want to play.
Yeah.
That's simple.
Plain and simple.
It's pretty simple.
Look at the dunk contest. You can't get one of your legitimate guys. Like, Mac McClung wins again. Great. Who cares? It's a bunch of no-names. And again, I'm going to sound like the old man. I don't care. Back in the day, you'd have Jordan, you'd have Doc, you'd have guys like Dominique, guys who were established stars who still went out and did it. Why can't these guys go out and do it?
I don't know. I mean, it's just it's crazy to me that, but I do think I give them credit if they're starting to acknowledge what they're hearing all around. Like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
This is just a joke.
So in addition to the Eagles, Matt Gelb's got a piece in The Athletic that is fascinating where he talks to Kevin Long, the Phillies hitting coach. And in it, and again, it's a detailed piece for sure. And in it, he talks about the emphasis with everybody across the board, including the stars, and it may ruffle feathers, that they have to change this approach where they have to be more selective. Now, they talked about some of this last year going in, if you remember, but this feels like more, like to me, this wasn't a coincidence that this piece was put out.
No.
Like this is, we want everybody to know, and we're going to put the spotlight on the players for this.
Yeah, and we're going to, you know, people might sit because of these things. We're going to break in the game.
Batting order might get changed up.
Yeah, something like that. It's like, that's good. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, let's, like I just said, once you address your problem, you address your problem. The Eagles addressed the problem. They would, from training camp, they addressed the problem.
Exactly.
Finally.
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Wilmington. Jeff, you're on with Al and Rob. What's up, Jeff?
Al and Rob, what's up?
Hey, bud, how are you?
You know, you don't have to squint to see a dumpster fire.
Thank you, Daryl Morey.
you know, you can just feel it. You don't need to.
We all feel it. Trust me. What they have done to that organization is it's an awful product.
And you said it earlier, just a few minutes ago, the league itself, it's just a bad product. Bad product.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm trying to get into the Flyers. I really want the Flyers to get back. So we'll have something to do between February and April.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Kind of right to the Phillies for me. So my guy for the biggest or the most important change in the team, to me, has to be Fangio.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was able to, A, get those guys to work and get them to fall into his system. But he's got a lot of young guys, and he has to convince the older guys who had to take a back seat, you know, like Avante Maddox. He's not a starter anymore. But he's bought in to the fact that, you know, Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship are in his spot. One of his spots.
Good point. You know, and Jeff, as witnessed by for a second when Cooper had to come out, he comes in and makes a play. Yeah.
Makes a big play. Yeah. So for me, it's him. I mean, obviously, Saquon, that really bolstered the offense. But I got to go with the one guy that got a whole bunch of dudes to work together and play, you know, way better than I didn't expect him to be that good. You know, not this year, maybe next year, but man. I mean, the first four games of the season are basically throwaways for me because they don't do you know, none of the starters playing preseason anymore, or, you know, in the preseason game.
Yeah.
So you kind of need three or four games to figure out who you are and what you're going to be. And that's kind of what they did. I mean, you know, they got the bye week at the right time, and, you know, he got them all to buy
Jeff,
in.
Jeff, I was hopeful that the defense would be decent and let the offense cook and let them carry them. And that's really what my expectation was. For them to go from bottom five in every category to top three in every category is crazy in one season.
There was a TikTok I saw yesterday, and it was an animated one where it showed the teams, every team, where they ranked through the season, giving up yards. And the Eagles started out near the bottom. And as each week went on, they were at the top. By the time they got to week 16 or 17, they were at the top.
Amazing.
Of least amount of yards given up. It was really cool to look at. It took about 30 seconds, but it was pretty neat. I don't know what it was kind of small, so I couldn't really read it, the actual number. But, yeah, we know they ended up on top.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. Jeff, good stuff, man. Appreciate it. Good hearing from you.
All right, guys.
Al, think about this, right, just to back up what I was just saying about the 23 versus 24 numbers. So they were 30th in points per game in 2023, okay? They were 31st against the pass, 31st on third downs, and 26th in total yards, okay? This year, second in points per game, first against the pass, first in first downs, third on third down, and fifth in the red zone.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, for all that to happen on the fly in one year is amazing. You know, and it takes a lot of things. Like, it takes somebody like Zach Bond playing at that level. It takes somebody like Jalen Carter going from, wow, unbelievable potential to, you know, just train wrecker, you know, kind of guy.
It takes a running back to have time of possession on your side so much.
Great point.
Yeah.
No, it's a great point. And it takes hitting on two rookies who are just ready-made.
Yeah.
With there's no red shirt, there's no, stub their toe a little bit. These guys were like step in and all pro level kind of players.
Yeah, and it takes acknowledging when a guy you got isn't going to get the job done to kind of write him out of the process quickly.
But let me go back to Sirianni for a minute with you. You know, he's still a guy. Like, I started my show off yesterday after you guys. My very first call, the guy rips Sirianni, which I can't even – unbelievable. But I still don't know that there's the respect level for a guy who all he's done is win. I know what happened last year, but playoffs four straight years, Super Bowl – Super Bowl win. I mean, the best start of any Eagles coach ever. And I still don't know that the respect level is there for him.
Yeah, because they look at the talent level and what's happened previously. And, you know, you have to acknowledge what we said earlier was fans are usually on. Their instincts are usually good. So there's got to be something to this because fans aren't, you would think they'd completely buy in, and some aren't. So there's something there. I mean, he's not everybody's cup of tea. I don't even think it goes along age lines. Like, a lot of things go along age lines on how you approach players, how you talk about players, and hard on a player, whatever. But I don't think it goes that way. I think, like me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like when I listen to him, if I try to project myself in whatever locker room, it wouldn't work with me, but it doesn't matter because it works with what he's got there. That's the only thing that matters.
That's my biggest thing. Like, I think people underrate connectivity and buy-in.
Yeah.
I think people want tangible X and O's. He drew up this play. Like, I think they want that to validate a guy's existence more than just, yeah, like, I thought Charlie Manuel was great at that. He was a great connector and knew how to handle these guys, as opposed to, you know, Tony La Russa doing it, you know, some double switch. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's more to it.
Well, there is, but in football, I mean, you got your defensive coordinator. You did your X's and O's.
Yeah.
That's
and let that guy handle it.
Exactly.
There's something to be said for that, though.
There's a lot to be said for it. If that's the way you're going to, if that's the structure, if that's your flow chart, that's your flow chart.
And you don't have to Bigfoot the guy because you trust him.
Yeah. It's as simple as that. And what you also have to acknowledge is that it appears to be an attractive place to want to come now. And then that's a big deal.
For sure.
That's a big deal.
It is a very big deal. All right. We'll continue to mix these in throughout the course of the show. A little bit earlier, we played Saquon Barkley the night before. So Jalen Hurts, obviously, you know, the screensaver of the confetti coming down and using that as motivation. Here's what he had to say when he was addressing the team before the game.
Last time being here, this changed my life. It changed my life and it changed my mentality and it changed everything. Because for so long, you know, I was seeking. What would I do when I got this moment again? What would I do when this opportunity met me again? On the biggest stage, everybody watched. And I didn't get benched. I put on a good show. And I couldn't have done that without you guys. But I left that was so empty. It doesn't matter but winning. And when you talk about team sports and you talk about everything that we've gone through, that's been the mission this whole motherfucking time. So, you know, for all the hard work and all everything that we've been able to do to this point, just take it one play at a time, let it come to you, and ask yourself how you want to be remembered.
That's pretty good. Pretty good, man. It's very him. Very him right there. And I think everybody was sort of waiting, Al, after the game, whether it was, you know, that night. Look, he was having fun. He had a cigar and doing his thing. He was doing his thing. But I think everybody was waiting for him to just get nuts. I don't know that gear's there for him. He's just a focused, buttoned up, sort of locked in dude.
Yeah, he's not. You're not gonna see him going. The only time he opened up was after he had that injury when he played. He was a little old, but that's who he is. I mean, you can't change who people are like that.
But don't be a fake. Just be who you are.
Yeah, and it seems to work with his teammates.
Absolutely. Warren's in Gwinnett Valley. Warren, you're on 94WIP with Alan Robb. What's up, Warren?
Hey, Alan Robb. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Warren.
I want to piggyback on what you just were talking about that we've been listening to about Jalen Hurts and his screensaver and, you know, what he's been carrying for the last 2 years to get to this point to win the Super Bowl. And translate that to the Phillies, where they've been to the World Series, but they haven't gotten the job done. And I'm just wondering, what's on Trey Turner's screensaver? What's on Bryce Harper's screensaver? What's on Topper's screensaver? What are they going to do? Because I think this is the last year that this team is coming back, period, mm-hmm. because they're getting older and they're running it back for the third time, and it's either the charm or it's time to blow the team up.
Warren, I think you're right. I mean, think about it from this perspective. Schwarber's a free agent after this year. Real Muto's a free agent after this year. Castellanos will have 1 year left. Those guys are all, include Harper and Turner, you know, and Nola and Wheeler. They're all around that sort of same age. And like you said, they've gotten close now a bunch of times. It's hard to continue to get up there and not quite get over the hump. They're in better do it now territory. This is a massive season for this group. It really is.
It is. And with the salaries that Harper and Turner are carrying, and they can free up some of them by getting rid of the players you just mentioned. But this team needs to get younger, faster, just better. It's been very disappointing these last 2 years.
Well, they've gone backwards. You went from game six of a World Series to, you know, the next respective seasons, taking a step back, not getting as far.
Yeah. And then two more things is our pitchers, like Wheeler, he's not going to want to stay here if this team gets blown up. And, you know, you're going to have to start cutting everybody, you know, from pitching all the way down. It's going to get really bad if they can't get this done this year. It's really a shame because they had so much opportunity. But I think the players took too much control over the team, and Harper let the asylum get run by the players too much. And this is going to have to be a much different attitude from spring training on through.
Yeah.
How many games they win, they've got to, A, make the playoffs, and B, have what it takes to get to the series.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I'm far from writing this team off. Let me be really clear about that. I think they have the best starting pitching depth in baseball, and there's still a lot of really good players there. If they are able, it's a big if they're able to really adopt this approach that Kevin Long is talking about in this piece with Matt Gelb, then there's no reason to think that this team can't win a World Series, but they really have to buy in. And sometimes, a lot of times, that's a hard thing for veteran players who are established, a.k.a. making a lot of money, to do. So it's on them now. I mean, they're good enough, but they have to do it.
I have an answer to your question, but if I have one more quick thing to say.
Real quick, yep.
This team was celebrating, you know, playoff games and winning the division, and that really bugged me that they were just too much out, you know, beyond the game. And I don't know how the other fans feel about that, but that really burned me that they were celebrating before winning the World Series.
All right, well, give me your answer, and then we'll hit that.
I would go with the off-season move that I really appreciate was keeping Nick Sirianni.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
Because without him, you know, the glue holding the whole team together and all his, you know, his mantras and things, I think that it might have possibly fallen apart between offense and defense without that glue.
No, it's an interesting answer, Warren. I didn't even put it in the choices, Al. I probably should have. Shame on me.
Yeah.
The Eagles stayed very businesslike through each playoff win. And it was, hey, we got another game, man. This isn't about now. This is not about getting to the Super Bowl. It's about winning. They approach it a little bit differently. The Phillies, and baseball kind of does this in general.
That,
They celebrate after each series win. I'm okay with it. I like to see the guys let loose, let their hair down, and have fun. I don't. Warren has an issue. I don't, personally.
No, it's a series, not one game. I don't have a problem with it. I kind of like it, actually.
I do, too. I like to see them have fun and celebrate a little bit. I'm okay.
And then, they'll say the mandatory, we still got work to do.
And let me put it this way. I don't think because they're celebrating after winning one series that they're like, whatever, in the next series. I still think they're locked in the same way. Dennis is in Newtown. Dennis, you're on 94 WIP. Hey, Dennis.
Hey.
What's going on,
Dennis? Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Good, brother.
Good. Hey, I guess I would go with Vic Fangio. You know, what that showed me this year, to be honest, is here's a guy that's been around a really long time. I'm an old timer myself, by the way, and he's got all this experience that he can really, if he connects with his team, he can teach these guys, and they'll be able to build on that forever, right? That's just the foundation. He comes back this year, he's going to make him even better. And what I thought it what I thought it really said was, you know what? Young guys, young people are looking for that kind of discipline if it's done in the right way. You mentioned the connectivity of the team, and that started with Sirianni up top through the whole, I mean, Laurie, Roseman, Sirianni. And I think that's what really, it just all came together at the right time. And it's good to see because people with experience have a lot to give. They still have a lot to give, right?
Well, it has to be approached the right way. Like, if you're I'm talking about on Fangio's end. Like, you're not just going to say, hey, I've been around, I know everything. No, I mean, you have to know how to do it. But I also think, Dennis, and when you're saying this, it's piquing something in my pea brain here. But it's the Sixers. You allowed Joel Embiid to do whatever the hell he's wanted for a decade. And now you're reaping, and the rewards is a wrong word, but what you sowed, okay?
But to go back to that point, isn't that the way it is in the NBA from the top down?
In most cases, there's the Heat might be the exception. Yeah,
yeah, but the players run a program.
Correct.
The Phillies, you know, I'm okay with them celebrating as well when they win. But you know what I don't like about that team that really got me really a little bit ticked off last year? They don't seem to have that, I'll call it dog mentality. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
When they're in a game and it's a decisive moment, they seem to just not be up for that. They cower in the corner.
Yep.
And then you look up and they lose the series.
Well, I agree with you. I don't know that there's that. And thanks, Dennis. And I'm not putting this on Harper. Harper's had so many big moments for this team. So let me be clear. But there are a lot of other guys that I just kind of like, here we go again. And there isn't that one to sort of stand up and stop the bleeding, if you will, from a hitting perspective.
Yeah, it's the guy that the approach, the foul off, they've had a couple foul off like 10 pitches. When they do, it's rare.
It's rare.
But that changes a lot. But there's had some big moments like that. I thought their second baseman, I think he was hurt last year.
Elbow.
Yeah.
He's a big guy this year for them.
Yeah.
He's a really big piece.
I remember I did a lot of shows with you. I kept saying, there's something wrong with him because that ain't him.
Exactly.
And it was... that's a big difference coming in.
It's going to be interesting, he and Bohm, you know, what you get out of both of those guys.
Yeah, I like Bohm more than most, I guess. Who's the guy they wanted to get that went to the Red Sox?
Bregman.
You know, that's a big move.
He'll play well there.
Well, I mean, they went way out of that. I don't even know where he's going to play there.
He's going to play second, I think.
But they went way out of their way to get him. To make that work. So, I mean, Bohm to me is a pretty good player. And I know people don't like his look. It looks like he whines a bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You can't tell what's going on underneath.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.